You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Sam Darnold, and the Michael K. Show starts right now. Have a good show, boys.
Oh, what a perfect guy to introduce us today. Sammy D. Hey. Good afternoon, everybody. It's November 23rd, 2022. Beautiful day in New York City, but a bad day in Florham Park. I guess it's bad from the desired position in which you sit. I think it's bad. I think taking the job away from Zach Wilson, it doesn't make much sense to me, especially not from Mike White. But that's exactly what the Jets did today. Robert Saleh had a morning press conference, told the team earlier that this was the deal. And not only is Zach Wilson benched, he's not even active. So they moved Joe Flacco up from the inactive third spot to backing up Mike White. And you wonder, although he says otherwise, guys, is this the beginning of the end? Will we ever see Zach Wilson in a regular role again?
Well, God, I would think the odds say no, right? Because take a look at the history of quarterbacks in this situation. What's the likelihood that he's going to be able to get his job back? I would think the odds are that this is over.
And how's he going to get better when he's the third quarterback? And, I mean, they could make him better when they put all their attention on him. Now, none of their attention is on him because it's got to be split at best. You got to get Mike White ready for these games. You're trying to make the playoffs. So, Zach Wilson's going to be ignored. What's he going to be working on his own?
And, guys, you can't tell me that this doesn't scream of the way Zach conducted himself after the game played a huge role. And I know, Michael, you don't think that should be the be-all, end-all, but as bad as his performance was, and that's two of them, the fact is he's 5-2 as a starter. He got destroyed twice by Bill Belichick. There's a way to get out of that and not bail on the kid. To me, what I'm sensing is an organization in disarray who read the tea leaves, listened to the media, listened to the discussion, and then decided to make the move to bench him. That's how I feel.
I don't think you're far off. Because guys, could we all agree that there must have been some disagreement on this decision for how long that press conference was delayed on Monday?
Absolutely.
All right. Now the question is, what was the debate about? Because quite honestly, and Michael, you made a very good point why maybe he should play. But is it really that debatable to sit him for a game? Is it really that much of a head-scratcher? The way he performed, both on and off the field, was it that much of a debatable conversation to play Mike White against the Bears? Or is the debate, guys, is he our future? Because if we're going to bench him, we have to realize there could be an avenue and an exit strategy away from him. Is that the debate? Because to me, that's more of a conversation than sitting him for one game against Chicago. That seems like a no-brainer to me.
Right.
But I don't think it's going to be one game.
Well, it's not going to be a lot of games, Michael, because
Let's say Mike White wins the next three games. Then it's the rest of the season. It is.
But what's the likelihood of that happening when you're going to be at Minnesota and at Buffalo the next two games? I'm sorry, guys. I mean, Buffalo's not going to lose to the Jets again. And it's certainly isn't going to be because of quarterback play. I mean, anything can happen in this NFL. I know it's been a wacky season, but odds are they beat the Bears, and then they lose at Minnesota, and then it's who's my starting quarterback against the Bills, and then you lose a couple of games in a row, and then you could very easily go back to Wilson. But at that point, your season might be reeling because you just lost a couple of games in a row, and you still have to play the Dolphins in Miami. still have tough games left the rest of the way. So I don't know. How long are you going to ride the wave of Mike White, Michael? You think it's going to go more than a couple of weeks?
I think you ride it until you you stop winning, but then don't you go to Flacco? How's this guy getting better not playing?
Well,
see, here's the proverbial rock in the hard place. It seems like somebody in the Jet organization is so hot and horny to make the postseason, right?
Yes.
That developing their quarterback is secondary, if not tertiary. They've got to make the postseason. Now, at the end of this, you could say they gave up on their second pick in the first round after 20 starts. 20. What did you learn about him this year? Nothing. If anything, you learn negative stuff about him. So what do you do going into next year? This year is a lost year. Even if they make the playoffs and he's not part of it, it means nothing. Because you're not going all the way with Mike White as your quarterback.
See, because if it's just let him watch. And Saleh did say that he's playing it day to day. So he did leave it open that, hey, if Mike White does well, then we're going to probably ride the wave. Or maybe it's a case of, no, we just want him to sit for one game and then we're going to put him back in. Guys, if this was just about we want to sit him and let him watch, then why wouldn't you have a problem saying, no, at Minnesota, he's our quarterback? So they open the door for this to be more than just one game.
Because he's playing against a bad Bears team. He threw 407 yards against a Bengal team last year. So if he beats up on the Bears this week, don't you think they're going to start him the next week?
But
he can't say it's one game.
They're giving us the answer by taking him taking him off the active roster in the moment. The fact that will not be the backup, he'll be in street clothes. Like, my point is this. If you're trying to prove a point and you're trying to get him to learn, why would you not move him to backup? In fact, I could argue there's a world in which you could set him up for success. You make him the backup. He has to eat crow. You get out there. Mike White doesn't play great. God forbid something happens to Mike White. You get to bring the kid back in. The fact that they don't want him dressed, guys, to me says the experiment is over.
Somebody does not want him to play. And that's where I kind of throw the Woody Johnson theory in there. Did Woody Johnson walk in there and say, I don't want him to be the quarterback?
Now, here's Saleh. He explained what Zach needs.
The biggest thing with Zach, and it's the same things that we've talked about, is the young man needs a reset. His decision-making's been fine. His practice habits, all that stuff have been fine. But there's some basic fundamental things that have gotten really out of whack for him. And this is just an opportunity for him to sit back, focus on those things, find a way to get reconnect to all the different things that we fell in love with during the draft process. And it's something that I feel like he's going to be able to do.
All right, so here's my issue. See if you guys follow me. So there are fundamental flaws there that he has to correct. After the game, I never even thought about pulling him. So you didn't see that during a game? It wasn't just this game. If it's fundamental flaws, it's many games. So that's why I think somebody from up high put their fat fingers into the mix and changed this whole thing. Because if I had a guess, Robert Saleh does not want to bench this guy. But you work for people. Unless you're the boss, you're not the boss. Unless you own the team, you're not the guy who makes the final decision. If Woody Johnson says, I want Zach Wilson out, you know what? You either quit or you have Zach Wilson out.
Here's the thing, guys, because we know how it works. Michael, you've traveled with the Yankees. I've traveled with the Rangers. All right? Now, I don't sit next to the coaches, but I walk by them. I know what's going on. What do you think they're doing on the plane ride home?
They're looking at tape.
They're watching the game. They're watching the All-22s. That's what they're watching. You know, they're seeing it. So by the time they landed from Foxborough, they got together as a coaching staff and knew exactly what they were going to do moving forward. Not 2 hours making reporters wait for a press conference to decide. They knew. He may not have known when he talked to the media because all he saw what he saw from the sidelines. But I'm telling you, by the time they landed from Foxborough, by the time he got to the facility after the game, he knew how bad Zach Wilson was. LaFleur knew how bad Zach Wilson was. Every player knew how bad he was. So they already had in their mind what the deal was. So why did it take until like 5 o'clock the next day, an hour and 45 minutes after there were supposed to be reporters, there was still debate? No. There was debate because somebody outside the room threw his hat in the ring, and that messed everything up. I would not be surprised if they felt, you know what, Zach Wilson stinks, he's awful, but you know what? He's got to play and work his way through this. And then somebody said, oh, no, he's not. Doesn't that make the most sense?
It does, especially a two-hour meeting. It shouldn't be that long, and we've never found out the personal issue, which he told us not to press him on. Now, Sala was also adamant about saying this is not a nail in the coffin of Zach.
This is not putting a nail in his coffin. This is not that. It's not even close to that. But I do believe at the end of this is going to be a rejuvenated, renewed young man that once he reconnects to his to all the different things that we're trying to reconnect to, he's going to show why he was the second pick.
I don't know how he's going to do that from the press box. And also, Sala was asked, was it a mistake to start Zach right away?
You could always go back and play the hindsight's 2020 game. You do what's best for the team at that very moment. It's a developing roster from a year ago, and he went out and played with a bunch of young guys that were developing, and he made strides. I still think he's leaps and bounds ahead of where he was a year ago, and there's just a few things in his game right now that, and it's just one man's opinion that I think will just continue to deteriorate if we just keep throwing him out there. And so, like I said, it's just got to give him a chance to reset.
Now, were Zach's comments off the field? You know, I didn't let down the defense.
It's my opinion, and I know that there's always going to be that discussion. Well, he's going to lose the locker room. Zach doesn't have the locker room. Players go out there. We play for one another. We fight for one another. We do that. But at the same time, I don't think a player is going to play any less harder because he doesn't like his teammate. He's playing hard for his family. He's playing hard for the guys that he loves on the team. But he's not going to turn it down because he doesn't have love for somebody. Now, with that said, I think, like I've said before, I think guys have empathy for one another when it comes to how difficult this job is and the heat of the moment and being at the end of the game and the way we lost and the way we all played. And for Zach and his teammates, maybe there was a little irritation at the moment, but I don't think there's a grudge. I don't think there's hate. I don't think there's lingering effects when it comes to that. So to answer your question, I didn't had no bearing on this decision.
You know, I saw a tweet earlier today from Dan Orlovsky. If Wilson plays, you lose the locker room. And if Wilson doesn't play, you lose Wilson. Well, my question would be, locker room that week? The coach has to make sure you don't lose the locker room. And is Zach Wilson that week? I just don't know.
Well, the modern-day athlete, Michael. I mean, we're talking about a locker room that had Elijah Moore, while they were winning, complain he wasn't getting the ball. So is it that crazy for players? Because we're talking maybe Woody Johnson came in. Could it have just been, this is a defensive-minded coach who brought a lot of these guys in from San Francisco, places he's coached before, that they're there for Robert Saleh. And they went to him and said, Coach, you can't. This kid can't play. We're clobbering ourselves out there for you, playing great defense. You got to give us a better chance. That's not to say they won't play hard, no matter who the quarterback is. But with Saleh's radar up, did some players go and say, listen, we got a really good football team. You're killing us here. I mean, that's what kind of Garrett Wilson said after the game about it's the coaches, it's the players. How do you think these wide receivers feel? They all came here. They were drafted here. They went out and got weapons. Guys came here believing that they had a chance to win, and they've dumbed down the offense for this kid, and now they're not getting the ball? Was that Elijah Moore's complaint? Well, we looked at him as being selfish for not getting the ball. Was this code for, give me a quarterback that's going to throw me the football. I'm not here. I'm not spending my career throwing away an entire season so that you can spoon feed this guy the offense. Like, so is the radar up from the coaching staff is, hey, yeah, these players will play for anybody, but a lot of them are pretty ticked off that they feel like they're throwing a season away while you're dumbing it down for your golden boy quarterback that isn't getting any better.
Well, there's so many layers to this that we don't quite understand. Now, my opinion from up high is this. They dumbed down the offense. They drove into his head, don't be a hero. Don't play hero ball. Don't. Pat Mahomes would have been benched. Pat Mahomes came out of the womb playing hero ball. They took this guy and they put permanent training wheels on him. And by the last 2 weeks, especially last week against the Patriots, he was Chuck Knoblauchian and Steve Sarkisian.
Right.
He had the yips. He was afraid to throw an interception. They won't let him throw downfield. And you watch, everybody. Watch. If Mike White has over 350 yards, then they have no belief whatsoever in Zach Wilson. None. If they just unleash Mike White on the Bears, they would not have done that with Wilson, and it tells you what they think about with Wilson. And you tell me, how's he going to get better being the third string quarterback, not getting hardly any snaps in practice?
And it's probably not a love affair with Mike White. Mike White is what he is. He's a journeyman quarterback. But if they can open up the offense, that's what everybody wants to see. Open it up. Let's play. We've got these weapons. Let's throw the ball downfield. I think that's what everybody wants them to do. And I think the defense wants them to do it to get at least some points up on the board so they don't have to pitch a shutout for a chance to win.
So, boy, boy, oh boy, did this season change very quickly.
For both teams.
I mean,
That last Sunday, boy, I joked about it, Peter, at the beginning of the show on Monday, the day that football died. Boy, doesn't it feel like...
Well, listen, the Jets, in my opinion, are now way worse off because of this than the Giants. Now, the Giants may not be as talented, but in this moment, they're not in complete disarray. I mean, benching the kid who everyone assumed was the quarterback is upheaval, and at least the Giants don't have that. The Giants just need to go out and play football. This is a... And we knew what the Giants were. The Giants have absolutely been overachieving. Guys, frankly, based on what the Jets' talent has been, we feel like they should be 6-3. That's sort of 6-4. That's where they should be. And now, we have no idea what we're going to get with Mike White moving forward.
You have no idea. Now, this is the money question to Salah. What exactly changed from Sunday?
Obviously, after a game, you haven't had a chance to watch everything. When you look at it from last game and you just see some of the things that were popping up, and again, it's not just Zach, just as an offense altogether. The simple running, blocking, passing, catching, the simple fundamentals and the simple basics that need to be executed. It's our job to take a step back and you start watching. You just go back and watch all the practices and you're just trying to absorb as much information as you can. And for me, it was just, you know what, this young man needs a reset. There's just a lot of things going on for him and for the offense. And it's just in my opinion that he just needs a chance to go off to the side, just catch your breath. And like I said, he's got to reconnect to these fundamentals. Otherwise, it's just going to keep going, and at least in my opinion. And it doesn't mean that we've lost faith in him. It doesn't mean that we've wavered off of where we think he's going to go. But it's, I mean, consider a slingshot. You might get pulled back a little bit, but I still think when we let go, it's going to take off. So,
who's teaching him? LaFleur's 35 years old. LaFleur's assistant, I believe, is 2 years younger than that. Who's teaching Zach Wilson? Who? And, as I said earlier, if he's your third-string quarterback, what time do they have to spend with him? They've got jobs to do. They have to win a game. What a mess.
And it's also indefinite, right? Like, if I tell you, guys, I need a reset, all right? It's been a long year, a lot going on. I need a reset. I'll talk to you next week. You'll be like, all right, Don needs a reset. He'll be back next Monday. But if I tell you, guys, I need a reset, I don't know when I'm going to be back. You're going to think to yourself, Don's gone. Don's not coming back. I mean, this is a reset. This is an indefinite reset. But it's like, oh, no, he'll be back from Minnesota. He just need to look. No, there's a very good chance he's not playing quarterback the rest of the year. And if that happens, then how do you go into the third year? The year, by the way, you have to decide whether you give him the fifth-year option. All right, go out there and win your job again. I can't do that without going out and get a veteran option. So if he doesn't play the rest of the year, guys, you still have to look for a quarterback to bring in because you don't know if you've got a quarterback in year three.
Now, Salah was asked, why would you go back to Zach if White plays well?
I'm going to go day-to-day on this one. I don't want to get into all the hypotheticals. I know we can create and conjure up a million of them, and not to disrespect you in any way. I just want to make sure that we just focus on every moment. And for Zach, it's about focusing on himself and finding ways to reconnect all the basic fundamentals that we're seeing in the game that's been showing up for the last 4 or 5 weeks and practice. But for Mike, it's obviously a great opportunity for him, and I know he'll attack it.
All right, what was Wilson's reaction when he was told?
What you would expect from a player that he's not ready for the, or not that he's not ready, but it's like, why now? Why me? I want to play. And, you know, obviously, you expect that. But after a great conversation, I think we're on the same page. Does he want to be on the field? Of course he does. But I know if there's anyone that's going to be on the sideline cheering and ruin his teammates on and hoping Mike White freaking dominates, it's going to be him.
You know, we Don and I got a tweet. You know, you guys are obsessed. This was the thing that they had to do. He had to be benched. He's the second pick in the draft. You gave up on him after 20 games. If you think he had to be benched, you don't know football. So the guy said, you lost a listener. See ya.
Bye.
See ya. Don't let the door hit you on the backside on your way out.
What I responded to him, if it's such a no-brainer, then why didn't he announce it after the game? Why did it take so long and such debate if it was such a no-brainer?
It's not a no-brainer. It is a franchise-altering decision. But you might have lost your first-round pick. And when you talk to football people, if you miss on a quarterback in the first round, you set your organization back 4 years. 4 years.
Yeah, but
now maybe you don't if you go out and get Jimmy Garoppolo next during the offseason. But if you draft another quarterback, Don, you've set yourself back 4 years.
No, I get that, but we're talking about two different things, Michael. Sitting him down for a game does not mean you're ending his career and you're throwing him away. But when you get into a huge debate about it and it takes so long for you to make a decision, it makes me wonder, did somebody else have a say, or is this bigger than just benching him for a couple of games? Are there people in that room that believe that they're done with him and that this is the beginning of the end? And I think that that's on the table, guys. That this could be a reset, but this also could be not just a reset for Zach Wilson. This could be a reset at the quarterback position for this team.
Well, here's a take from Brian on Twitter. Michael's take is way off base. They don't think he's good enough. At the beginning of the year, we said we would judge this year on if we had an answer on Zach. I think we got the answer on Saleh. He is handling this great. So you got the answer on Zach after 9 games. Boy, that's pretty quick. Because, you know, Josh Allen stunk in his first year. Stunk. Peyton Manning was god-awful in his first year. So you got all of that information after 9 games in which the guy is 5-2. You're a genius, my friend.
Can I ask you guys a question, too, about Saleh's statement? Didn't Saleh's quote, like, it's almost as if in this era of sports, we're so careful about players' feelings that they're almost doing the kid a disservice. Like, they won't give the truth.
Right.
And let the only answer I can conclude from what you said was that he stinks. You're lying through your teeth. He has no chance. He stinks. Because otherwise, why wouldn't you come out and say, here's why we're sitting him down? It was also these vagaries. Like, it was just complete gobbledygook. Just say, we did not like his attitude after the game. He's got to learn. He's going to improve. He'll be back out there. No, he didn't say that. So I'm going to assume you think he stinks.
Well, I mean, they don't want to come out and say he stinks because that's a huge indictment of them. That's the biggest pick they'll ever make. The second pick of the draft, that's who they decided was their quarterback. And boy, if that's a swing and a miss to this extent that you bench him after 20 games of a career, then you don't know what you're doing.
But Peter, you might be right that they're trying to soft shoe it a bit. But no matter what they say, the second overall pick in the draft, the starting quarterback of a 6-4 football team, is not going to be activated. He's a healthy scratch on Sunday. So really, no matter what you say, he's going to be in civvies on Sunday. He's not playing. He's not playing. So how humble that's all that's humbling. No matter what you say, he sit there. He went from top of the world, Ma, 5-2, starting quarterback, arrogant. You know, I don't think I'm the reason why we lost the game. You know, to now he's not in uniform. So what is Peter? What does it matter what they say? Doesn't action speak louder than words? He's not even backing him up.
That's the piece. The not backing him up to me says they are done. And again, the point Michael's been making for 3 days, for Mike White?
Hey, and you know what? They can say all they want about he's going to be sitting there cheering. I don't think they know how he's going to react.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, I keep a close eye. You know the cameras are going to be all over him on the sidelines.
He won't be in the sidelines. He'll be upstairs.
You think?
I think he'll be on the last time he didn't play was upstairs. He wasn't on the sidelines.
But that he was hurt then. I don't know. I would think he'd be in street clothes.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's not going to be in a uniform. He has to be in street clothes.
I mean street clothes on the sideline. That's what I would assume.
I would bet he'd be upstairs. You get a better look at the game upstairs.
True. That is true.
But we'll see. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to try to get an interview with him. Somewhere there'll be a quote somewhere. How does he handle this? Does he pout? Is he going to be a good soldier? Is he going to say the right things? I mean, how will he react to this? I don't think they know how he's going to react to it. They'll say all the right things, but how is he going to react to this? Will he learn, or is he going to pout? I'm curious, and I don't know if they'll be able to find him in the press, or I'm sure the cameras will be hunting him down trying to see if there is some sort of a reaction.
And let me tell you, Don, a lot of people will think that, you know, the story's over here. The truth is, it's not. I mean, it may be over in New York, but again, to reference that Dwayne Haskins situation from Washington, God bless him, remember, he was a complete disaster in Washington.
Oh, no.
A chance. I mean, so at least... Am I, are you losing me?
For a second, we did. You're back.
Oh, sorry. So, no, I'm just going to say, you have the opportunity still. You got to show something here. You cannot fold up if you're Zach Wilson.
I will come back. We'll take your phone calls, 1-800-919-3776. Damian Woody has been listening to what we're saying. He is going to call in next to dispute what we are saying. So this should be interesting. Yeah, he's going to dispute what we're saying.
The truth.
We're saying a lot of things.
We're saying a lot of things, so he must not believe some of them. So Damian Woody will check in, and we'll take your phone calls as well right here on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so this morning, Jets head coach Robert Saleh said he's going to sit Zach Wilson. In fact, he's going to not let him put a uniform on. He's not going to be the backup. It's going to be Joe Flacco. The starter's going to be Mike White against the Bears. So we've been giving varied takes over the beginning of the show. Damian Woody has been listening and I think disagrees with some of what we're saying. So, of course, we love having Damian on. And he joins us now. Damian, what's up?
Hey, what's up, Michael? How you guys doing?
We're doing great. So what do you disagree with?
Yeah, listen, I think that, you know, you made the point of, you know, that Zach Wilson, you know, obviously playing 20 games in his career, and basically it would be like, you know, absurd for the Jets to kind of pull the plug on that. First of all, I don't think that's the case at all, to be honest with you. I don't think the organization has decided to pull the plug. But I think the bigger point is, when you're in a situation like the Jets are right now, most people thought that the Jets would not be in a situation where they would be actively competing for a playoff spot. I think that's the general consensus out there. I think the timeline has been sped up, and that you got to give credit to Coach Saleh and company for getting these guys coached up, especially the young guys, and getting these guys coming together. But the quarterback is not developing at the same rate as everybody else on the team. And so my point is that the guys, you can't fool the players. Okay, here's the fact of this whole scenario. Zach Wilson, in his 20 games as a starting quarterback of the New York Jets, has been historically bad. Historically bad. And so if you're Coach Saleh, and you're looking at these guys in the locker room, all 53 guys, are you going to keep trotting out a guy that's not improving, that has not gotten better, that everybody can see watching the game that the quarterback position is the one position holding this team back? Because this team has a championship-level defense. They play great on special teams, albeit outside of that punt return against New England for a touchdown. You want to keep trotting out this guy in the name of, well, we got to keep seeing what he is. That's how you lose a locker room.
But Damian, you're going to Mike White though. Mike White.
But okay, but listen. Okay, you talk about you going to Mike White. Do you know that every quarterback that had it since this staff has been with the Jets, every other quarterback outside of Zach Wilson has operated this offense at a higher level than Zach Wilson, Mike White included. Would you agree with that?
Yeah,
Josh Johnson threw three touchdown passes against the Colts.
But Mike White also had a four-interception game, Damian. He also had one great game and one bad game.
Okay, so he had a bad game against a really good Buffalo Bills team. That roster was different than it was from last year to this year. Am I correct?
True, but then you could say that Zach Wilson had two really bad games against Bill Belichick.
Who had two really bad? Who are you talking about, Zach Wilson?
Yeah, his two worst games were against Belichick.
Okay, now let me tell you this. Outside of the fourth quarter against the Pittsburgh Steelers,
right,
where we could say that's the number two overall pick, this team has been carrying him. They have been carrying him. And so, if you're Coach Sala, how do you go and look at the other 52 guys in the locker room,
right,
and keep trotting them out there as your starting quarterback at this point in time? Tell me, how do you do – what message do you send to your team?
Well, I think we all agree. Michael thought that he should play, but it's not crazy to bench him. I agree. I think he needs to be benched, especially his comments after the game, which I'm sure really upset the defense for sure. But what I think we're trying to say is that you have to open the door to possibly him being done, because it's difficult to develop a quarterback if he's not going to play. So at least the door is open, Damian, that they're going to have to move on from him.
I am not disputing that possibility, but the whole notion that he can't be benched right now, I think it's ludicrous. Again, you're still trying to change the culture. You have a unique opportunity, Robert Sala's second year, where they have an opportunity with everything in front of them right now. And so you don't sacrifice that for the sake of, oh, this guy's the second pick in the draft in 2021, and we have to see what he is. You can't do that to the other 52 guys on the roster.
But don't you find it odd, Damian? Because, listen, you know a lot more football than the three of us. And it just jumped out to me that in Sala's statement, he wasn't clear about why this was happening. It was really, really vague to me. And the fact that they decided to have him in street clothes and not even playing, I just feel like that's the message then to me is he can't play. Because if they wanted to drive home a point, you bench the kid, you say we didn't like his attitude, he's going to watch from the sideline. But that wasn't his approach.
Well, listen, I think that when he's talking about, like Robert Sala talked about, he needed a reset. He needed a reset, you know, all these type of things, his fundamentals, all these type of things. We know in the National Football League, you're one hit away from your backup. So if you can't comport needing a reset, and then if Mike White were to get hurt and then Zach Wilson goes back out there, you're back at the same place again. You're literally right back at the same place that we started in this whole thing. So I think Coach Sala is just saying, listen, we need this guy to just honestly, we got to rebuild this thing from the ground up. Start from the basics, give him some time, let him watch this thing a little bit, and then we'll take it from there.
Damian, do you believe that if Zach Wilson didn't say, no, I didn't let down the defense, that he'd be starting this week?
I think there's some truth to that. I think if he would have been more, you know, more Josh Allen,
right,
more Justin Fields after the game, do I think that he will be starting against Chicago? Probably. There's no question about it. But, you know, again, like I said, man, like the locker room is man, like the locker room, man, just in a delicate situation, when those guys out there, the defense plays their tail off, okay, plays their tail off, losing the field position battle, getting stuck in bad field position, and holding New England to 3 points? Three points.
Let me ask you this, Damian, as a former player who's been in that room. Do players get upset with just a lack of getting it or just not playing right? Or do you think this is deeper? Do you think it's on the table that maybe they don't believe he works hard? Because there were some plays there, Dan Orlovsky mentioned it, where it looked like he didn't even know what the play was. Like, their problem with Wilson, is it just, hey, he doesn't help us win? Or is this does it go deeper than that, that maybe they think he's not putting in the work or that he's not a team player? Could it be deeper, as deep as that?
It could be deeper, and I'm going to give you a glimpse. I think Garrett Wilson's statements after the game it pulled back the curtain some. Because in all the things that he said, he talked about, he mentioned like practice and being accountable, you know, coaches and players being more accountable, you know, in practice and meetings and all that stuff. And it just let me know, like, okay, is the coaching staff allowing, you know, guys to have, you know, allowing the quarterback to have subpar practices, which leads to these bad games? Like, Gary Wilson was the one guy of all the people that talked this week, he was the one guy that, to me, really shed a light on what's really going on behind the scenes.
Damian Woody is our guest. Damian, I wonder, though, I understand what you're saying. The team's, you know, has a chance to make the playoffs, although Zach Wilson did lead them to a win over the Buffalo Bills, and people are forgetting that. And I'm not a big proponent of Zach Wilson being a great quarterback. I don't know if he is or not. But they're saying it's time for him to reset. You've been in those rooms. They're getting ready for games. The offensive coordinator and his assistants are working now with Mike White and Joe Flacco. What time are they going to have to reset this kid? And number two, if this kid is in fact an absolute bust and a failure, Damian, doesn't that speak volumes about Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh? They picked him. He was going to be the guy to lead them to the promised land. They were really wrong if he's that bad.
That would be, if it turns out that Zach Wilson's not the guy, yes, that would be a big failure. The only saving grace is they really rebuilt the rest of this roster. The rest of this roster is ready to win now. Like, but you got to figure out the quarterback. If you want to win a championship, you have to figure out the quarterback position. You cannot just roll Joe Schmo out there and think you're going to win a Super Bowl. So it's kind of a two-headed, you know, like a double-edged sword here. Yes, you know, if Zach Wilson's not the guy, yes, it absolutely falls on Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh. But at the same time, look at the rest of the roster. They're 6-4 with all these, you know, with all of this controversy going on around the quarterback position. They're still 6-4 with everything in front of them.
The thing that stinks, Damian, as somebody and the fans that listen long term, like, I understand the importance of making the playoffs. This team hasn't made the playoffs since you were on the team. All right? I get it. But you also aren't going anywhere without a quarterback. And that's the shame of this whole thing, Damian, is that they don't have a quarterback. Because Mike White's not. Mike White's not taking them to the promised land. Neither is Joe Flacco. I mean, how bad would it really suck, for lack of a better word, if they've got this defense and they've got these weapons and they go into next year still not having a quarterback?
Don, like, I totally agree with you. And it's really a conundrum right now. It really is. Because, again, you know, I think the personnel, you know, front office and coach staff have done a great job of, you know, all the other positions except the one that matters the most, the quarterback position. And think about this, for the organization to pull the trigger and say, we got to sit you down, I mean, that's a monumental decision.
Yep.
I mean, there's got to be people in the building that think, that, like, Mike White gives us a better chance to win. Think about that. You pick the number two, the number two overall pick is on your roster, and you think of another guy who was, what, fourth, fifth round pick with another organization gives right. you a better chance to win right now?
Speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Damian, we thank you for coming on. I'm just assuming, okay, that you dominate on Thanksgiving.
I do all right, Michael. I do all right in this household. I can tell you that much.
Damian, what's your number one? What's your number one food item during Thanksgiving?
Oh man, it's for me. I'm going to go with corn pudding.
Atta boy.
Yes.
Well, you and your family have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for calling in, Damian. We appreciate it.
All right. You guys have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
So this is from Zach Rosenblatt of The Athletic. C.J. Mosley on the quarterback change. Quote, we had a hitch in our offense, so we were looking for a difference maker to be more consistent. If things aren't going well, you have to look for a different option. That's not a knock on Zach, but we all have a job to do. Well, C.J., it's a knock on Zach.
Hey, they're trying to salvage this. They're trying to, I get a player's perspective. Tomorrow's not promised to any of these guys. God forbid they can go out on the field on Sunday and suffer an injury and never play again. Rich, so I get it. I'm just saying, I'm thinking of the long-term health of the franchise, and it would stink if Zach's not the guy, then who is?
Rich Samini spoke to Zach, and we're going to have Rich on it for us, and Zach Wilson called this a humbling experience. Regrets his comments from after game. Says he didn't realize what he said until his dad texted him. Says he feels awful and wanted to apologize to his teammates. Shows accountability. Admits he wasn't playing well. Understands the situation. And according to Rich, Wilson handled this well. Seemed genuinely humbled by everything. We'll get more from Rich at 4 o'clock.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
All right, it's game time, everybody. Brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Devils have won 13 in a row. They play the Leafs tonight at 7 p.m. 7:30, Islanders and Oilers. That's in Edmonton. That'll be on 10:50. 7:30 right here on Yes, the Nets at the Raptors. And 10 p.m., the Rangers at the Ducks. Don's doing the play-by-play, I believe.
That's right.
9:30 pregame, the puck drops at 10. Mm. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. During the big games this season, enjoy a Tullamore Dew, the original triple-blended, triple-distilled, triple-cask matured Irish whiskey. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly.
I'm upset.
About?
I don't know how Peter and I got lumped into the we disagree with the benching. That's all I'm getting on Twitter is that, you know, stunned that we're not arguing. We Peter, then we said we should be benched.
I wanted him benched.
Let me tell you this one thing. If they benched him, right, they sure as hell better make the playoffs if they benched him. That's all I'm saying. I understand why they benched him because they're trying to make the playoffs. It's important they haven't made the playoffs in 11 years.
Well, then there's
another
option.
They better make the playoffs.
No, there's two options. They either better make the playoffs or they better be done with him. If they're done with him altogether, then try someone else.
I shouldn't worry about what's being tweeted. I just want to make sure that we're communicating our message properly. Michael doesn't agree with the benching. Peter and I do. Where we kind of just wonder is that what's the end game to it? Because I think a lot of Jet fans just, they're done with Wilson, get rid of him because they love Mike White because he's the pretty new toy that's going to lead him to the promised land. I'm just looking at the long game of, if you're ready to exit from Zach Wilson, okay, fine. But what's the alternative? What's the plan moving forward?
All right, you make the playoffs this year. That's great. It's important to make the playoffs. You haven't made it in a dozen years. But if you don't have a quarterback at the other end of this, where are you going? So Zach Wilson, if you're going to bench him in the hopes that eventually he's going to get with it, I'm on board with that. But if you're done with him and you just have Mike White play the rest of the year and you make the playoffs and then you go looking for another quarterback, then you're chasing your tail. Are you ready to give up on him? If you're ready to give up on him, fine. But I would like to see at the end game be that at some point he is given the chance to win his job back, because if not him, then who?
Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network revealed today that Zach Wilson has been dealing with the yips dating back to this spring. According to Ian, the 23-year-old was struggling to make simple, basic throws. And they were trying to figure out what was wrong. Was it his mechanics? Was it in his mind? Why are these simple throws just not able to be made? 9 for 22 last week. 77 yards. Hey, listen. I think the whole game has changed in sports. And it's changed because of social media. Because the last guy in the last row of the stadium has a really loud voice now. All the fans do. All I'd like all of you to do, go back, check Peyton Manning's first year stats with the Colts. Dreadful. In this day and age, they would have tried to run him out of town. Quarterback's a hard position. When you here's my point about Zach Wilson. When you draft a guy who plays in a conference that they don't play anybody, he wasn't even the captain of his own team as a quarterback. And in the COVID year, they had to scrounge up games to play, and they played in front of empty stadiums. It's a project. If you thought he was going to be great right away, you're out of your mind.
But Michael, here's the thing, though. It's not supposed to be a project at number two.
That's their fault then, right? That's their fault. And I give them credit. Maybe they're not doubling down on their mistake. But that's a huge mistake.
And also, there's something that has to be established. I agree with you. We live in a microwave society. Social media makes it all worse. We're 100% on the same page. But at the same time, Daniel Jones, who has not been great, has gotten way more room to prove himself. Why, I would argue? Because even though his mistakes early on were fumbling too much and the occasional interception, there were never questions of, does he know how to play? Zach has made it worse for himself by, guys, it's a myriad. Horrifying throws, underthrowing, throwing off his back foot, stuff that makes you go, is this guy really a quarterback? So he's made it a lot harder for the Jets to defend him.
And again, you're right about all those things, and that's why I think the benching is an important thing for him to kind of go through. That I agree with, but there's two different things at issue here that people don't seem to understand. Agreeing with the benching doesn't necessarily mean I agree with pulling the plug on him and just being done with him.
Correct.
I think both could be true. You can sit him down, let him watch, but I think eventually your best chance is to see if you can get this kid right. I mean, he got hurt last year. He missed all of training camp pretty much this year. He's been awful. But I feel like I'm arguing with people who have already made up their mind. They're done with him. All right, and if the Jets are done with him, then cut him, move on, and go find another quarterback. But if he's still going to be on your roster, and he still has, I still believe, more upside than Mike White. Mike White was drafted out of the fifth round against Dallas. Even after what he did last year, he still was never able to get back onto the field or win a job and be able to, or even be picked up by another team to be a starting quarterback. Zach Wilson, of the people that are on your roster now, give you the best chance to find your quarterback. So you want to make sure that there's at least still an avenue to find out if he can still be that guy. So sit him, bench him. I'm total agreement with that. But I do think there has to be an avenue in which he can fight to get his job back before you decide to pull the plug.
Now, very quickly, we're not going to have a lot of time to talk about it today. The Nets played one of the worst games you'll ever see yesterday. The worst.
I mean, unbelievable.
No Joel Embiid. James Harden's out. No Tyrese Maxey. I mean, are you kidding me? And you go into Philadelphia and you really get beaten up. But there was some humor attached to it, Peter. I bet you don't even know this.
No.
So Kyrie played yesterday. You know, Nike dropped him. He wore Hanes socks and Skechers.
Good for him. That's pretty funny.
Hanes socks and Skechers. So he pretty much got his
Skechers
footwear.
They make a basketball shoe?
I guess they do now. He got his footwear at Target.
Wow. I didn't know he did that. Now, here's my question. Did he play? Was he awful last night?
Everybody was awful. You can't put it on him. Everybody.
How did they
broke Durant's streak. They played no defense. They didn't even look like they wanted to play defense.
Well,
John Paul said that we didn't have enough time at halftime. We ran out of time. There's so much more tape to show everything they were doing wrong in the first half. I don't understand the instability and inconsistency of NBA teams. Maybe it's just bad teams.
By the way, Don, I regret to inform you that your second homeland, Canada, just lost 1-0 to Belgium in the World Cup.
I would
Belgium
love being
makes great waffles.
Fantastic waffles. But I think this is Canada's like second World Cup appearance. They've barely ever been there. So cool that they're there, but they came up short.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.